Okay, good evening, everyone. AB3WG, this is Chris Van Winkle. I am your MDC section manager. We'll wait just a bit, as we always do, for some additional folks to check in. We'll just get started shortly here. And got a few things to chat about tonight, and then we'll get right to our check-ins, starting with our linked repeaters. And then we'll go to our individual check-ins and hear what's going on in the MDC section. Stand by, AB3WG. Okay, good evening, everyone, again. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager. Thank you for joining the monthly MDC section EchoLinkNet. We're going to kick things off, and we'll look for some other folks to check in if as we go along. All right, so I have a few things to chat about just to bring up this month. The section news went out Wednesday night. It went out via our groups.io group, the AWRL list server, and it's also posted on the arl-mdc.org website, the section website. So if you didn't get the section news, send me an email and I'll send it to you, but you should have plenty of opportunity to get that. And if you didn't get it, let me know, and we'll be happy to send it to you. So section news went out Wednesday night. There's a couple little items which I'm going to go over. That all of the stuff I'm going to mention are in the section news, so that's where you can get more information on the stuff we're going to talk about just shortly. Break. Okay, first thing I want to mention is a new update to the mdc-arrl.org website. By the way, our domain, that domain is going to be that's due to get renewed next month, so I will make sure to take care of that so we can continue holding that domain for the section, and the section does reimburse us for that, so just an FYI on that. But what I do want to talk about, the new addition, it's not really a new website, but we're working with Wayne Francis, W3HIZ. He's been doing some phenomenal work kind of improving the website, which was, as I built it, very, very basic. If you have been on the website, you know that it's just a bunch of text on a page. And that's about the limit of my WordPress skill, but Wayne is an absolute master when it comes to WordPress. So please go out and take a look at the new website. Give us your thoughts. There may be a few things we have to clean up and a couple little twerks we need to make, but boy, it's looking so much better. And we thank Wayne Francis, W3HIZ, for helping us out with the website. We've also, I've also kind of hired, if you will, Wayne has a section, a position as a technical specialist for that job. Website tech. So thanks to Wayne. Break. Okay, next thing, I will be at the Maryland Mobileers Handfest, which is on the 27th of this month. That's a Sunday. So we'll be appearing there. I'm usually there, I'm usually at these things from like 8 o'clock till noonish. So please do come over and say hi. We had a great HandFest last month, and I'm really excited about working with the Maryland Mobileers, as we always do each year at their HandFest. And so we're looking forward to seeing lots of folks at the Maryland Mobileers HandFest on the 27th. And that information is also in the section news and, of course, on their website. Break. Okay, next thing I'd like to mention, which is also in the section news, we are running a new ham net, and this is on the BARC repeater, Baltimore Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.67, and the tone is 107.2, and this net is specifically for new hams. If you've got someone in your club who's just got their tech license and they're a bit shy, perhaps. This is the perfect net for them to get on and just kind of get over a bit of mic fright. The net runs Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock. That's 1900. And again, that's on the BARC repeater 146.67. The tone is 107.2. And they're also available on Echolink, November 3 Foxtrot, Oscar Charlie dash Romeo. And I'm sorry, that's N3FQC-R. Break. All right. So I want to take a moment to thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for allowing us to host our section EcholinkNet here each month. And WB3GXW, John, if you're on, your words for the net, please, sir.
Had to let the idea run, WB3GXW. Good evening, everybody. Well, this is World Amateur Radio Day, in case you hadn't heard. And the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be testing tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the Women's Club of Laurel. Walk-ins are welcome. So if any of our participants would like to upgrade their license or know somebody that wishes to take their first test, we'll be there waiting for them. The session will be uploaded to the FCC site Monday, and a license is issued or upgraded Tuesday. New licensee applicants pay the FCC fee. Laurel VEC does not charge. That's all I got. Take care. Be safe. Happy Easter. Today, as we know, is Good Friday. WB3GXW.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thank you, as always, for hosting us here. It's a pleasure to be here each month, and something I look forward to. We have a pretty good crowd tonight, so thank you. All right, I'd like to go next to some of our linked repeaters, and we'll start with K3ORB. If you're on, please give us your comments and call any stations on your system, K3ORB.
Hey, roger, roger there, Chris, AB3WG. This is K3WOC, Mark here in Ocean Pine, currently mobile in Ocean City at the moment. Hope you're doing well there, sir. So we'll go ahead and call out now. If there are any stations listening on the K3ORB repeater tonight here locally, we would love to hear you tonight. Go right ahead, stations, and call now, please. QRZ.
Kilo 3, Delta Charlie Romeo.
WW3, Mike.
Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey November.
All right, fantastic list of callers here so far. Up at the top of the list, I had K3DCR, Chris in Ocean Pines, WW3, Mike, John in Berlin, KC3EWN, Mr. Jim up there in York County, Pennsylvania. Any additional stations? All right, nothing heard. We'll just do a little bit of news, club news from the Worcester Radio Group. At the end of May, we're doing a pretty unique Parks on the Air event where we're going to be activating local parks all within Worcester County with the goal of reaching our 10-contact requirement for a park activation by only making park-to-park contacts from within the county. Really excited about this, and we're going to be using a mix of 10 meters and 2 meter simplex to make contacts within the county, so it should be a lot of fun. And in other news, the Worcester Radio Group will be attending our local Hamfest in Georgetown, Delaware. That's going to be next Saturday on April 26th. Doors open up at 8 a.m. It's going to be a great day of buy, sell, trade, a bunch of prizes, raffles, and of course ham radio outlets going to be there. And there's also going to be a testing session at noon for anybody looking to upgrade their ticket or maybe get a friend to get their ticket. So it should be a great day. Other than that, let's go ahead and jump into some comments. Let's pass it to Chris, who's first on the list. K3DCR. How's it going there, Chris?
Hey, good evening, everybody on the net. This is K3DCR. Just wanted to pass along that we had a learning session at the Ocean Pines Library about a month ago. We had 3 Saturdays and about 4 participants. All 4 of those fellows were learning their tech license, and they took their test and passed, so pretty happy about that. We're going to plan another, teaching session, I guess, class. Sometime we have to work out the date, but we'll make sure that we let the ARRL know so that can get published maybe sometime later in the summer or in the early fall. Anyway, that's all I have. Back to the net.
Thank you so much there, Chris, and fantastic work there with the technician class in Ocean Pines. That was a really great turnout for our first time around, and we'll do another one here soon. And thank you for all your work there, sir. Next up on the list here is WW3, Mike, John in Berlin. How's it going there, sir?
Okay. Great business, Mark. Oh, everybody's making a repeater with no problem, and the net sounds real good there. No noise on my end with net control and anybody else that was on the net. And Chris, keep up the good work. You're doing a great job with having the classes in the library, introducing this stuff to the local environment, and your job with the 4-H. All I can say is keep up the good work, Chris. We're all noticing. And yeah, Mark, I will be at the Hamfest next Saturday. Hope to see you there. Everybody have a great Easter. Have a great weekend. It's going to be nice tomorrow. And 73 to everybody. This is John in Berlin. Whiskey 3. Mike, back to net control.
Roger there, John. Thank you so much, sir. Wonderful comments. And we will look forward to seeing you next week there, my friend. Next up on the list is Jim, all the way up in York County, Pennsylvania, connected to the K3ORB Echolink node. Well, best to you there, sir. How's it going tonight?
Well, good evening to my good friends there in the south, the Eastern Shore. This is Kilo Charlie 3 Echo Whiskey November. Well, if I've been to the Georgetown Hamfest last year, and let me tell you, it's a great time. Myself and Miles, W3ICK, made the trek down there last year, and we had a great time. But unfortunately, York decided to have their Hamfest on the same day. So if you're up in Pennsylvania, up this way, the York Hamfest is actually going to a new location. They will be at the Glenview Alliance Church at 10037 Susquehanna Trail South in Glen Rock. If you Google York Hamfest, it will be there. So, yeah, I love the Georgetown Hamfest. And, yeah, this occurred on the same day. They're on the same day. So, kind of curious to see what the new location is going to be. So, I think Miles and I will probably be staying up here to see what the York Hamfest has to bring. So, but definitely, if you go to Georgetown, though, definitely a good time. I can attest to that. So, thanks, Mark. Hope everybody's doing well, and I'll turn it back to you, Mark. K3WOC, this is KC3EWN.
All right, mighty fine there, Jim. Thank you for your comments there, sir, and have fun up there at the York County Hamfest, and we'll be thinking about you down here in the Georgetown area. And I did have one additional station here wishing to check in tonight, so we'll go ahead and call on him now. KC3UCQ, Mr. Brian in Newark, Maryland. How you doing tonight there, Brian?
Good evening, Mark, and everybody on the net having a great evening. I'm wishing everybody a happy Good Friday. Happy Easter, looking forward to all the upcoming club events, including the POTA event and the upcoming GoBot build. This is KC3ECQ, back to Nick.
Roger there, callers. Thank you all so much for checking in tonight. And with that, we'll go ahead and pass it back to main net control here. Mr. Chris here, AB3WG. This is K3WOC. Mark here in Ocean Pines signing off for tonight. And thanks for all you do there, Chris, and the rest of the leadership team there. I will pass it back to you, sir.
Okay, very good. We'll take a minute to let everything reset there. Thank you, Mark. It's a joy hearing from you, as always, and it's nice to have you back on the Section Echolink Net. Okay, let's go next to the Frederick Machine W3FDK. Give us your comments, please, and then call your stations if anyone's on W3FDK, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go next to the KA2JAI in Arundel County. Let's have your comments and then call your stations, please. KA2JAI machine.
Okay, this is N3FQC on the Millersville repeater, W3CU and KATJI-R. And you already mentioned a couple of the things I was going to mention about the Hamfest on the 27th and a couple new nets that so if anyone got those on the newsletter that that Chris sent out on Wednesday. The only thing left I have to say is thank you for volunteering and to dedicate 2 more years as section manager, Chris. And with that, two check-ins with no comment, KB3KWP, Paul, and KA2JAI, Mike, both with no comments and listening. And so I'll open this up to see if anyone wants to check in and make the comments. So this is N3SCC, W3CU, any check-ins.
I've been listening in this.
Okay, I didn't quite catch that. Let me try again. It was broken.
Hello, Charlie 3, Yankee, Quebec, in Coolsville, listening in tonight.
Okay, got you listening. KP3YQ-something. I didn't quite get that last letter. And repeat that suffix again, and thanks for listening.
Zulu.
Okay, Zulu. Okay, got it. All right. Any other check-ins wishing to make comments on the NBC Echo Link? Okay, and no one's actually on the Echo Link itself, so I will turn it back to Chris. AB3WT is N3FCC.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Don. Appreciate you running the KA2JAI machine for those folks. All right, let's go next to Maryland FM, this WA3DZD. Your comments and call your stations, please.
Good evening. This is WA3MNN with the Maryland FM Association. I don't have anything here, but let's see if there's anybody on the RF side of the system. This is WA3MNN. Go ahead and then place your call. Sounds like nobody's connected, so we'll pass it over back to Net, WA3MNN.
Okay, thank you very much, and appreciate your work on the DZD machine. Thank you. Okay, that's all of the linked repeaters I have on my list. Let's go now to our individual check-ins, and we're going to start with KB3SWS. Pam, you're first on my list tonight. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. Your comments.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net tonight. For those who do public outreach programs, ARRL has free full-color flyers available through their website at arrl.org, although there will be a small shipping and handling fee. From the homepage, click on ARRL Store, then Exhibit Supplies, and the topics include ARRL membership, what is amateur radio, ham radio youth, ARIES, and an emergency prep checklist. Back to Net Control, this is KB3SWS.
Okay, thank you, Pam. Always a pleasure having you here on the EchoLink Net. Appreciate that. All right, next let's go to W3TDH, and yep, there's Tom Montgomery County. Your comments tonight, please. Okay, looks like, let me come back to you, Tom. It looks like you moved to the top of the list, but we're not getting any audio, so I'll see if I can come back. I'll put a couple stars here on my sheet, and we'll see if we can come back to you. Let's try KB3SPH. Your comments tonight, please. Jeff, Prince George's County.
Thank you, Chris, and good evening, everyone. Prince George's County ARIES had their second quarter hospital drill on the 8th of April. We also had Montgomery County and Howard County participating. Total of over 25 call signs and approximately 80-some traffic messages flying back and forth, so good training session. Also coming up in May 8th through 11th, is the monthly MDC MCOM Digital Challenge. We have target stations across the state and three tasks on WinLink, Vera AC, and FL Digi. So if you could take the time and make a check-in on that exercise, that would be great. Back to Net. This is KD3SPH.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. And I guess one thing that popped into my head as Jeff was speaking, if you look in the section news, the section where I report the our emergency coordinators groups activities, I did it a little differently this month. I didn't include the there's some data that comes out in a table, and I'm finding that the table screws up the formatting of the Word document that I produce for that. So I left that part out, and I just included the comments. And I'm still kind of working through some of that reporting. So that may return. It may not return. But I hope no one's mad at me that I didn't report how many folks. I think there's several bits of data in there about how many folks you have in your group and how many nets you run and some other things. I just didn't report that this month. I'm still working through some of that. So bear with me, and with our new website guru, perhaps he can help me through that. That's on the list. All right, let's go next to K3ABZ. Mark, thanks for joining. Your comments tonight.
Oh, great. Okay. Hey, thank you, Chris. I just want to say thank you to you and your team for all the hard work. I know there's a lot you guys do, so we all appreciate it. Nothing more really to add. Just hope everybody has a happy Easter weekend. And 73K3ABZ, back in Net Control.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Always a joy having you also on the Baltimore Traffic Net and here on the Echolink Net. All right, let's go next to KN6. Let's see if Warren's out here. I did see him earlier. KN6HXP, Warren, please give us your comments, and you'll do a better job of mentioning the new hamnet than I did, please. And welcome, KN6HXP.
Good evening to the net. As Chris said, I am the net control for the Thursday night new hamnet on the Bark Repeater. Haven't had many check-ins yet, but I'm going to keep doing this just in case there are new hams out there trying to overcome their mic fright. I do talk about local ham clubs in the area, as well as announcements that are going on. So if you have any announcements you think would be a benefit to new hams, such as a ham fest or a class or something, please feel free to email me at kn6hxb@arrl.net, and I'll make sure to include that in my net. I also run the BARC Tuesday night at 7 p.m., a roundtable. So if anyone's bored on a Tuesday night and they want to dial in at 7 o'clock to the BARC repeater or in via Echolink, I'd also welcome you that way. Break. I'm really hoping this new ham net works out. It was a great benefit when I first became a ham in California to help people overcome mic fright. And that's the entire point of trying to get people up in the air, especially the new persons. That's all I have. Everyone keep safe and have a good Easter. And back to Net Control.
Okay, great. Thank you, Warren. And I have checked into this net, the new ham net, once, and I missed it last Thursday as I was on the phone. But I really think there's so much value to be had in a new ham net. It's something that I would have happily checked into when I was new. And I got kind of swept into the Baltimore Traffic Net, which is also an extremely welcoming net for new hams. But this is specifically for new hams, and there's no pressure. There's no it's a nice, relaxed environment, and just a great net for new hams. So if you've got a new ham in your club and they can hit the BARC repeater, please give them this information. Again, it's in the section news. And we'd love to have them. All right, let's go next to our section traffic manager, W3YVQ, Father Al. Tell us what's going on in the NTS world and any of your other comments, please. W3YVQ.
All right, good evening, Chris, and everyone on the conference. I hope that was enough time for the repeaters. Good to hear John MNN here, and special thanks to you and to John GXW for supporting the two links under the WB3GXW call, the dash L that we use for MEPN check-ins every night during the MEPN formal calls, Q200 Zulu, and have training sessions from time to time as well. And that's extremely valuable resource for us here in MDC. And the nets are clicking along. We are getting quite short on manpower on MDD, since some of our members have taken ill here recently and some may not be coming back. Consequently, if anybody knows how to pound brass, we certainly could use some help on the CW nets. And we have openings also on MEPN for net controls and liaisons. While on the other hand, the Baltimore traffic net has continued to grow, and we have liaisons there capable of covering each night of the week to carry traffic from MEPN to the Baltimore traffic net, and from there to MDD, a smaller number of liaisons, but we have it covered every night. So that's all good news, and the traffic that we handle welcoming newcomers is a terrific door opener to deliver to a local ham in your county so that you can tell them about local activities, club meetings, the repeaters, the kind of radios to use, et cetera, et cetera. Those can create terrific memories for newcomers. Break. And also, since 2004, when we recommended WinLink to the AOL Board of Directors for adding a new layer to our communications, not replacing NTS, but augmenting it, along with the digital traffic network I run with RRI. WinLink is a very powerful resource in providing mail and email format with upper and lower case and punctuation in the messages, and a format just like your regular email with multiple addressees and copies, subject line, and body text, and binary attachments. A lot of folks have discovered how powerful and useful that can be in their local area's jurisdictions and set up peer-to-peer connections on WinLink to pass email formatted traffic between served agencies, etc. But I'd like tonight just to make a brief reminder to folks that there's another layer that they can easily implement which adds even more power to their capabilities. And that capability is to have the packet gateways that are used in the WinLink system is set up to operate with relay so that you can use them like a bulletin board. That is to say, you set up a site within your jurisdiction that's a central location as best possible, that as many of your stations as possible can hit. And when you connect to it, it will pass your packets through to the WinLink system over the internet. And that connection is to the central message server system, which is global. But when the internet fails, people say, well, doesn't that leave us out hanging in the wind? Nope. You can take that station and put it into an automatic mode where it simply saves mail on board for all of your local known clients, that is all your regular area stations who check into it, and they can post mail on that system that local gateway station for any of the other stations or all of them within that range, and they can get their mail. Any outbound mail, on the other hand, doesn't have any place to go until the gateway station implements an HF relay connection. That's done with Backdoor or Vera to an existing HF gateway in the WinLink system elsewhere, out of state, for example. And any mail going out of your local BBS environment would then go through the relay to the HF gateway that's targeted and then into the regular WinLink network, so you have access to everybody else on the network in the world, including the public internet connections where they persist. ask your Aries folks to help explain that. It's a very powerful resource. Many people who operate packet gateways don't even know the function is available on the software. So take a look. 7-3 all, and very happy Easter to everyone. W3YVT.
Okay, I hope we're good. John, if we need to do anything else, just scream at me in the comments. I'm keeping one eye on the comments. Thank you, Father Al. Appreciate that information. And next, I'd like to go to KB3VRM. Brian, your comments for the net tonight.
Just want to say thanks to everyone for all that you guys do, guys and gals. Everyone have a great evening. 7-3-KB3-VRM.
All right, thank you. And next to Kilo Charlie 3-EWN, James, thank you for joining your comments tonight.
Good evening, Chris. I actually made comments with K3ORB, so I will not hold up the net. KC3EWN back to net control.
Okay, thank you. Let's go next to Alpha Julia 3 Papa AJ3P. George, thank you for joining your comments tonight.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is AJ3P. I'm originally from Ellicott City, but now I'm calling from Savannah, Georgia. We're on a vacation down here and coming in loud and clear through Echolink, so appreciate everyone who made this possible. It's nice to be able to check in on that when distanced away. A nice sunny day here in the 80s and palm trees, and it is very nice. Reminds me of summer, and I'm sure we're going to get down to Maryland here pretty soon. So I have nothing else, so back to net control from AJ3P.
Okay, thank you, George. Sounding great from Savannah, Georgia. I'm sure it's warm, as you mentioned. I'm jealous. We're getting there, but it just takes forever. So anyway, all good. At least it's not January. All right, let's go next to Nate, KC3IEI. Nate, it's great to have you on the net. I know there's a lot of stuff you've been doing, and give us your comments tonight, please.
Hi, Chris, and the rest of the net. Thanks for hosting this. I'm glad I was able to join. I'm actually a little bit behind on things, to be quite honest, but I was traveling in Africa, and I'll spare everyone the details. I did have a little bit of some health things coming out of that, but I am on the up and working with Adam, our emergency coordinator for the section, to get things going. I think we got a lot of things planned for the summer and a couple simulations coming up over the course of the next 6 months. So stay tuned for that, and we'll be in touch, Chris, for sure. 7-3-KC3-IEI.
Okay, great. Thank you, Nate. Glad you're back safe, and thanks for joining. We missed you in the staff meeting, but completely understandable. all right, let's go. Let's see. Did I try? Oh, I was going to go back to Tom W3TDH. Let's see if Tom can get in. W3TDH. Tom, if you're there.
I am here. Can you hear me all right? Am I being heard? Okay, this is Tom in Montgomery County, Maryland. As to the hospital drill we recently participated in, we learned a lot. We're going to try some new things. In one case, one of the hospitals has got us on a second floor, and so are our antennas right next to the tower that holds all the patient units, which is about 8 stories high. You can imagine that puts quite a piece of black zone in the antenna's form, in the antenna's pattern, and we'd like to amend that. So we're going to look into having the transmitter moved up to the mechanical penthouse and operating it over a dry Ethernet pair so that the IT department doesn't go into blind panic as they usually do the moment you say, can we tie into your network? So it seems a dry pair may be something they can cope with without panicking. So other than that, I don't have anything for you. Back to net, W3TDH.
Okay, hope that's enough time for everything to reset. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate your comments. And next, let's go to AI0K, Jerry, our Skywarn rep. Thank you for sending the report. I'm going to include that in the sections on the website, but I haven't done it yet, so that's on my list of things to do. AI0K, Jerry, go ahead, please. Okay, we're not hearing from Jerry. Jerry does our Skywarn coordination, and I'm going to include that information he sent me for the section news on the website, on the section website. And that is not there yet, but it should be there in the next day or so. So that is everybody on the list that I have. Before I go on, is there anyone that I missed or any new check-ins that I don't have written down, please? Okay, understood, Jerry. Thank you. Also, one of the things I did, I guess there's a couple other things that just off the top of my head. We did have our monthly meeting with the league folks. I don't remember any standout issues. They're all over this FCC delete, delete, delete thing. So they're all over that. They're you know, working with those folks. They mentioned about the reflector. There's a certain way we have to put the email in. That's for me. Nobody else has to worry about that but me, and I've been doing that anyway, so we're good there. I don't remember anything else, Mike Walters and Stevie will do a good job of having us ask questions every month, and you know, they have the meeting. It's usually about the fourth Tuesday, and it's at 9 o'clock our time. So we're you know, doing that from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. So. So, you know, I participate in that. I don't really ask a lot of questions. I just kind of listen and keep track of kind of what people are talking about and things like that. So we are we're on top of that every month. Break. Okay, and the other thing, Scott, I'll ask you to put some information in the chat. There's some new versions of Echolink around or available, I should say. And if we can put them in the if Scott, if you want to put those in the chat, you can download that from the website, update your phone app, and so make sure you're on the latest version, which I'm probably not on my computer. It's another thing we've got to take care of, so that's happening as well. Let me see what else. Anyone else have any other comments, please, final comments?
W3TDH.
Okay, TDH. Tom, go ahead, please.
This is a question, not a comment. Have they been able to achieve peace in our time, if you'll forgive the historical record reference, over the bylaw changes, or is that still sputtering along?
Okay, I will... I'm going to tell you what my understanding is. I have to be careful how I say this. That process is still ongoing for everyone. Tom is referring to the changes in the bylaws that the league is contemplating. And I don't believe that came up in our meeting, but I know from other sources close to me that process is still ongoing. I believe they're going to vote on that in the next the next board meeting. And what I'm hearing is that those changes are probably going to pass. Now, please, 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 people, don't take my word for this. Anything can happen. I know there's some hand-wringing and teeth-gnashing about these bylaw changes, but so basically the process is still ongoing. I don't know what's going to happen. So we'll see. We'll have to see. And I think the next board meeting will be quite telling as far as that's concerned. But the feeling I'm getting is that they're going to pass as they have been amended. Okay, anybody else? Okay, very good, folks. It's about till 9 o'clock, so it's been a good net. Again, thanks, John Creel, WB3GXW, for hosting us. Thanks, everybody, for joining. Do stay safe. Have a happy Easter. And, spend time with some young children on Easter egg hunts. I remember one that I did with my uncle. That's something I'll never forget. So spend time with family. Stay safe. And we'll see you back here next month. EchoLinkNet should be on the 16th of May, and we'll probably have some more stuff to talk about then. All right, 73AB3WG. Thanks, everyone.
WA3MNN.
John, WA3.
Calling, covered you up again.
Oh, well. Were you calling me? Over.
I'm just sitting here looking at the conference server. It's been up and running for over 180 days.
Yeah, I saw that when I hit the stats. I do that every so often. Yeah, just don't talk about it.
Yeah, I went over the, since you mentioned about Amateur Radio Day, I went over to the Radio TV Museum today over in Bowie and got a tour of the place, and they got crystal sets all the way up to transistor radio and the early transistor radios. And different types of TV sets also. And they also have a second building, which is where they refurbish everything, electronics and cabinetry and stuff. So got a tour of that also. So I was there for a couple hours, and one of the guys took me through and explained everything from the crystal sets all the way up to the very end. Well, that's what I did today.